We are back. This is the Paula Gordon Show. I'm Paula. Bill Russell and I are talking with Danny Colson, and I want to give you a bit of applause from me. You have expanded my understanding of what it takes to run a democracy. The idea that you must have really competent people whom you can trust enforcing the laws after we make them and through that I just hadn't really thought about how vital that is to making sure that people who are not run by a king can get along.
Well, it's the fundamental part of our democracy. Democracy is based on the idea of justice. And if we don't do things through the criminal justice system, or if we do something that compromises that system in any way, then we all lose from that, and then we lose our freedom.
Well, and then I take it the next step forward that I think that there's a big sense in the world at large that we've sort of lost a sense of community, and that's a real hazard in a democracy. And you say that the community is a resource to you as a law enforcement officer.
Well, no doubt it is, and I've been asked many times, how do you catch a fugitive, or how do you catch a man or woman you're looking for, which I did most of my life, and it's very simple. Somebody tells me where they are. It's no magic to it. I mean, the FBI's ability to converse with people is its strongest asset, and it's something that they do very well, and they need to continue to foster that. We get too much involved in technology sometimes. Remember, the people solve the cases. We don't.
You make a point. The distinction, and I think this is germane, the distinction between a police force and a military force. There's a lot of paranoia, right-wing groups that tend to want to behave badly. And you, on several occasions, say to these people, we are not at war with you. You may be at war with us, but we are not at war with you, which doesn't sound like much, but that is a major distinction because it absolutely drives the behavior.
Well, if we decide to war on domestic terrorists, then the terrorists are going to win.
That's a civil war at that point.
That becomes a civil war, and the way to solve the terrorist acts in our country is through the criminal justice system. Make them into criminals. Let the people decide. If we war on terrorists and in this country kill one, as sometimes you have to do because they don't always cooperate with what you want them to do, but if that happens, then we've created a martyr, and if the terrorists convince us to act in an inappropriate manner, then they'll win the war. And start a war, and it will be a war.
Why do you say that they'll win the war?
Because we'll lose the support of our country. I mean, if freedom is what this country's all about, and if there is an appearance that the government is not acting within the confines of our Constitution, then we lose the support of the people, and then terrorism will take root, and it'll get to be a problem. But frankly, I think we don't do that. I think we're very conscious of that. The Oklahoma bombing investigation was done by the Constitution and by the rule of law, and that's the way it should be. Sometimes, though, you may want to throw Tim McVeigh out of a helicopter. I frankly felt like it, but didn't.
But you didn't.
No, I didn't, because that would have been inappropriate, and that would have put me on his level. I mean, I was charged with protecting him. I mean, after wading through the rubble in the Murrah building for a couple of days and into the nursery and seeing what happened there, then somebody said, oh, by the way, Danny, you got to keep this guy alive for us. And that was the thing to do. I mean, I took my responsibility to keep him alive as heavily as I did the responsibility to catch him, because that is what we should do. That's right.
The simple distinction is the difference between a commitment to take lives and a commitment to save lives. Mm-hmm. I mean, and that is in many ways the dividing line, and you have always to remain, particularly from a police standpoint, if you're going to be a policeman, that has to be high on the list, isn't it?
It has to be the most important thing. And many times I've been in situations where I was legally justified to kill someone and didn't. It's not a matter of the threat. The threat was there. It was a matter of, based on who I am, based on our proximity and my training and the strength, the relative strength, can I manage his threat? The threat's there. The Constitution says you can take his life, but the threat is there. But being a fairly experienced person, I may be able to resort to something else and not take his life. And frankly, if I'm strong enough to knock him out with a shotgun across the head or something, I'm going to do that as opposed to shooting him.
Danny Colson, you've broadened my horizons, and I thank you
thank
very
you.
Much
you certainly
for being
broadened
a guest.
Mine, too. I appreciate it.
Danny Colson's book is called No Heroes, Inside the FBI's Secret Counterterror Force. We appreciate Danny Coulson opening to us new ways to think about the importance of the law in a democracy. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.